time for Eating History with Shane, who's joining me in the studio. This segment's all about exploring the sort of cultural significance of food in various different cultures, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about where food and politics and history meet and create some pretty interesting stories.
Yeah, and well, today I gave a bit of a tease before that track, Greek and yogurt. So delicious. Tell us more.
Yeah, not only is it a delicious food, but it has a kind of political significance at the moment in Greece. So I'm going to start this story by taking you back to 2011.
Okay, let's go.
So a man named Haris Castanidis is sitting in a movie theater watching Midnight in Paris.
Okay.
He's had a tough week. He probably feels like he deserves a bit of a break, some Woody Allen humor. He is the Minister for the Interior in Greece. So he has a pretty tough job.
Yep.
Pretty stressful. And he's watching Midnight in Paris when all of a sudden protesters burst into the cinema.
Whoa.
And they're armed not with guns, not with placards, not with shoes.
Chants.
Not with chants, but with yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yeah. And yeah, he cops a yogurt in the front row of the cinema.
Were they aiming for him specifically or they just aiming
yeah,
for
he was the target.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
So this isn't a one-off. It's called the act of throwing yogurt, which in Greek is iaotoma.
Iaotoma.
Forgive me if I've pronounced that wrong. And it basically translates to yogurtification.
Okay.
So as a practice, it does have a pretty long history. So you can trace it back to the 1950s. Basically, yogurt became a lot easier to throw when it stopped being produced in ceramic beakers and started being mass-produced in the little plastic tubs that we know and love today.
At the supermarket, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah. And around the same time, you're getting this subculture of kind of young rebellious men who are hitting the morally conservative streets, causing outrage everywhere they go. And one of the ways they're sticking it to the man is by throwing yogurt at innocent bystanders.
Okay. This is quite hilarious.
Yeah. So it became such a problem that the government actually outlawed it. It's called Law 4000. And yogurt throwers were suddenly criminals. And those who were caught had their heads shaved and were marched through the streets wearing a sign saying what they'd done. It was it was a serious crime all of a sudden. Yeah, so it turns out that's a really solid deterrent.
Really? That worked?
Yeah, and the trend died down, and eventually the law was repealed in the 1980s. So if we flash forward a few decades to 2011 to Mr. Castanidis and his yogurt while watching Midnight in Paris, we're in a context of political and economic upheaval. We've got the Greek economic crisis. And we've got the party PASOK, the Pan-Hellenic Socialist Movement, which Haris Castanidis was minister for. They were once the darling of Greek modern democracy. But now they're really unpopular with the people for doing a deal that introduced austerity to Greece. So we're looking at cuts to welfare, deregulation, and the privatization of public assets.
Tough stuff.
These were deeply unpopular changes. And with austerity setting in, there was protest, riots, and the people of Greece felt kind of alienated and powerless against a government that they felt was really betraying them to the EU. So iaotoma,
returned.
Dormant for decades, suddenly explodes back onto the scene. And this time it's not just kind of young men throwing yogurt, it's everybody, young and old, male and female. Everyone is getting in on throwing yogurt at politicians. There's actually Facebook pages that were charting these incidents as they took place. It was very common. Perhaps my favorite episode of yogurtification is a photograph of an elderly gentleman in crutches, and he is a member of PASOK, and he's at a party meeting.
Right.
And there's two photos. One of the before, where he's greeting the politicians in the front row of the party meeting, and one of the after, where he's being manhandled out by security. Behind him, politicians covered in yogurt.
So he did it, the guy in the crutches.
Yeah, the guy in the crutches.
Oh, what a legend.
Yeah, look, everyone is getting in on it as a really good symbol of protest. I think perhaps the most interesting thing about the specifically yogurt is that, of course, Greek yogurt is famous throughout the world. It's the strained sheep's milk yogurt. and it is a really long-standing, proud tradition of Greece. And it's particularly associated with kind of rural lifestyles and rural communities,
yep,
and the values that go with it. Values that are really opposed to austerity and what the government was representing.
Mm.
So this isn't just yogurt. This is a political statement being hurled at the government of Greece.
That's fantastic. Eating history, the power of protest and yogurtification, I believe,
yep,
is the word that really kind of came alive in 2011 after being dormant for decades, kicked off the 1950s. But really interesting stuff. And thanks so much, Shane.
No worries.